This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's time now for EB's entertainment page. That's driven by BMW of Fairfax.
That's right, Cakes. You may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW of Fairfax, has no interest. What? In charging you interest. That's right, 2.99% of most X-Series models. I've got the X5. For a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. They've got military incentives, electric incentives. My buddy got the i7. He absolutely raves about it. I did just take it for a spin. That thing. One thing about electric cars, I'm not an electric car guy, they are fast. For whatever reason, the technology behind it, you can move in those things. All right. So we talked about it earlier. Tragic story. Liam Payne. He was a kid star in One Direction, 31 years old, died when he fell from a third floor hotel balcony in Argentina. It's very sort of up in the air. Police say they don't know yet if the fall was an accident or intentional. Immediately when I saw it, I thought intentional. There's even some articles where he's talked about suicide thoughts and things like that. His life was kind of out of control by most reports. They say he was kind of drugged out of his mind. In fact, somebody was maybe called in to check on him. He was smashing his hotel room. But then Jason told me that there was some report maybe that he, when this makes sense to me, that he wanted to jump off the balcony into the pool because they didn't let him in the pool or something. Either way, just terrible, terrible story. Anytime a guy 31 like that dies, prime of his life, awful.
Seven-year-old kid.
Yeah. Terrible. I don't know what to make of it. I do think what's interesting, it's kind of the reason why I enjoy these shows, is, you know, people don't realize they came from that X show.
X Factor.
You know, Simon Cowell created that, put them together after appearing on that show. I mean,
right.
You say what you want about how cheesy those shows are, and there's definitely a level of that. They do sometimes create monsters.
You can find some really talented people, obviously.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. He had just also, you know, so haunting. You know, oftentimes when people die, especially when they don't see it coming, you could see like they just posted something like an hour earlier.
I know.
You know?
Just having breakfast.
It's a wild
at the
when
hotel.
You see that stuff.
Yeah, he was
an hour earlier.
He was like posting on his Snapchat.
Yep.
Yeah.
An hour beforehand.
Yeah, I believe it. Mike, my daughters are so addicted to Snap. It's so honestly,
Mar,
it's ridiculous.
There's like a whole formula he has to the Snapchat. Oh, I don't understand it, but he's
streaks.
Yeah, he's got streaks.
My daughter's got a streak with one girl for like 3 years, every single day.
You can't send the same Snap to different people.
I don't understand
They need an original one. I don't know. He was explaining it to me.
Would they know if you did that?
No, it's called mass snapping. And,
would
you know,
they know if you did that?
Yeah, hopefully none of my friends are listening. I do that all the time. You're not supposed to. It's like the cardinal rule of Snapchat is you're not supposed to take one picture and send it to 80. But like you said, it saves me so much time.
No, every time I look in the backseat of my car, I'm driving my daughter. She's like, she's doing the same thing 9,000 times.
Hey, I know.
It's her thing. I'm like, Kate, first of all, it's too much. Put the phone down. Talk to your daddy. Yeah. And then
That's rich. You telling someone to put the phone down.
That's funny. Well, I mean, with my kids, I try to set an example.
I understand.
You know, when I have opportunity to interact with them like that.
Right.
Yeah. And I don't understand why
my
daughters
used to do it more than they do now.
That's good. They're
scaling back a little bit.
My
they're becoming adults.
Yeah.
Yeah,
my, but no, but when they were 15, 16, oh, yeah.
Oh, no, it's
forget
crazy.
About it.
Even my son snaps a little bit like to his girlfriend. And I think that's weird. Just because, you know, you're a guy. What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, he's 24.
Yeah, Mar, what are you doing? You're a guy.
I know.
I feel like every generation has their thing. Like, there was MySpace, people on AOL, Facebook. All Our right. generation is just Snapchat.
All right. Whatever.
The Snap Zin generation.
Whatever happened. Yeah. Do people even use those, like, dating apps anymore? Is that even a thing? I have no idea.
No, I feel like they're kind of falling off. Like, well, at least some of them. Like, Tinder, that was the most popular one. That one's kind of being scaled back, and now there's, like, newer ones coming out.
What are the new ones now?
There's one I saw that's, like, Coffee Meets Bagel that apparently is, like, for, like, professionals. It's, like, a dating app for people that are, like, in, like, their 20s
or 30s.
Coffee
Bagel sounds amazing.
It was on Shark Tank, actually. I think Mark Cuban tried to buy it, and then they were, like, it was valued at, like, $100 million, and they denied it. And now it's, like, blown up to, like, a $1 billion company.
Yeah.
My wife and I were out to dinner last night, and... 10 minutes after we sat down.
Hold up. Last night was Wednesday.
Yeah, what do you eat on Wednesday?
Hold on. Let me just guess.
No, we just
hold on.
I'm
Wednesday,
gonna guess it's this spot.
Wednesday
you're never
Wagyu
gonna
or something.
Not this.
We didn't go to Passion though. We didn't go to Passion.
Is that Thursdays?
We went out and had a Greek Caesar salad.
All right. Mm,
okay. You were craving a Greek
salad with
you
chicken.
Were craving okay. Greek last night?
Well, I gave my wife the choice. I said, do you want to go to Passion or do you want to go
that was close.
Do you want to go to Pazzo, get Italian, or do you want to go somewhere else?
She goes, are you a hummus guy? A lot of hummus in Greek food.
No. She loves it though.
Mm, okay.
All right.
Olives? But, you like olives?
Olives on the side and then she eats them.
Okay.
I don't like olives.
They're good for you. You're a big fan of Greek food.
But they don't taste good.
I know.
Yeah, I don't like hummus or olives.
Greek salad is loaded with olives.
He said a Greek Caesar salad.
A Greek Caesar, okay.
He got rid of the Greek and just ate Caesar.
But it was good. I love the dressing. I love the anyway, the chicken was great. Anyway, so we walked in, and then my buddy, who I used to be neighbors with, walked in like 10 minutes later.
A buddy told a neighbor you liked, unlike most of your neighbors.
This is another neighborhood when I lived. Yeah. Great dude. His wife passed away from cancer like 7 years ago.
Terrible.
Anyway, he goes, I'm on a blind date tonight.
Oh, silly.
And I go, have you actually seen her like on pictures or anything? He goes, no.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I said, when is she supposed to get here? She's walking in right now. She said she just parked.
Okay.
She was money. And my buddy, he ain't that good looking.
Right. He's got enough.
So they sat down. I wonder how it went. I didn't ask him, but I wonder how.
But your buddy's right probably now. Like 50, him, 55, something like that.
Yeah, he's my
I mean,
our
the pool
age.
Is smaller.
Maybe a little bit, he's a little bit older.
Silly.
What is your
I think you could go younger than you think.
Let me guess. Yeah. CEO.
He's a real estate. He's in real estate.
Okay.
All right. Hey, why don't you text him and see if he gets skins?
I will. There's no chance.
I mean, it's the first date.
First blind date.
I've heard
that when they're older, they don't care anymore.
The woman was.
They need that.
I thought it was going to be a big fatty.
Right.
Big hair thing.
Yeah.
It was really good looking.
Really.
I wonder how it went.
Why don't you text him?
Ask him. Is your buddy silly or is he just like, would he fumble that? Would he fumble like
would
an
fumble
opportunity like that?
I mean, he's
like
got a great personality.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just not the best looking guy.
Oh, okay.
So don't care about that.
Maybe
that
he can overcome.
Yeah, as long as he hit Riz's
are up. If your Riz is good,
he can overcome his mid looks.
Because his wife was really attractive, too.
Yeah.
So he's got the Riz.
So he's got the Riz. So
I bet you he might hit skins.
Maybe. Does he have
or
money?
Or at least,
does he have money? I mean, he's a real estate agent. He probably does pretty well.
It depends.
I have no idea.
Probably helps.
Depends.
Hey, maybe he's got a Louisville Slugger in his pants.
Maybe.
I don't know if he keeps pulling these sillies.
Yeah,
know.
But you gotta have the Riz to get
gyro.
To the slugger.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You gotta have the Riz.
Big souvlaki.
Yeah. Like Drabby. Drabby was telling us the other day. He
give her the tzatziki sauce.
Drabby can't talk to Terry McLaurin. He can't talk to anybody.
I know.
Anymore.
He's just a big fumbler.
Drabby got no Riz.
Yeah, I know. Rizless.
He's Rizless.
Hairless and Rizless.
I still hate the fact that the Costco guys and the Rizzler are overtaking American pop culture. But we are. Here we are in 2024.
Still have never seen them, but
I mean, I don't
know. Word for it.
Are you ever on social media? I don't know how you've never seen them.
I don't look up the Costco guys.
I generally don't either, but they're everywhere. You can't escape them.
Yeah, they're not in my algorithm.
Every day on your FYP.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if we keep talking about it. Here, let me see. Yeah. Let me see your phone.
Yeah.
Just say Costco guys.
It's okay.
Just say Costco
not
guys. Costco guys.
I don't want to look up.
Rizzler.
Yeah, the Rizzler.
I'm a Costco guy. I'm going to go buy a 4-pack of steaks today at Costco for the Great American Steakout tomorrow.
I love when the Costco ads come out and they say, like, oh, this new Spencerville couch or something, and it folds out. And
right.
Like, I'm like, ooh, that looks kind of interesting. But, you know, some freezer they got in there, you know, cheap.
Sure. Costco's got everything.
In your garage. I got to go there and get golf umbrellas because my I
multiple. You need more than one.
Well, last time I got a 2-pack.
Okay,
I got a 2-pack. I won.
It is Costco.
Is that still there? That thing was huge.
It's great, but it's,
I can get you a quality one for $45.
I don't need quality. I just need, you know.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he's ordering from Temu. He clearly doesn't need quality.
I ordered something else yesterday from Temu.
You did?
Yeah. By the way, for all your golf needs, Golfdom.
Yeah, yes. Correct.
True.
I'm the Golfdom guy. He's nubs.
Well, he should. You know, Buddy likes me. I'm not sure.
I don't know why I don't pump his store up.
He doesn't like me as much as him because he's got a gift card.
I'm not doing endorsements for him.
He's got Fort Knox on his gift card.
But, yeah, I need to go
over
there.
Still got some left, too.
I'm sure you do.
I need to.
We got to get some fall gear.
I got to hit the Titleist, the G2 and the G3. I need to hit those.
Well, good luck.
I need a little time. We need good luck.
I hope Temu has them.
Get a Temu driver.
Seems like you need a new putter, according to what you're tweeting.
I can't believe how bad I'm putting. It's actually stunning.
Wow, you practice every day for 3 hours.
You know what? I've neglected the putting a little bit. Mm. Like, it's more chipping, but the chipping's not even getting close enough for the putting. It's like you can't accuse me of not. I'm actually going to send a text to my instructor and say I want my money back. I'm not kidding.
Really?
Because I took a short game lesson. And I showed Valdez, it's everything on my phone. I do all the stats and everything. In my last two rounds, I'm 1-for-15 up and down. Do you know what that means? That means 96% of the time when I chip it, I three putt it.
There's little that's more cringeworthy than people asking for their money back for anything. Because I was at a Chinese takeout yesterday. I was waiting for my food, just looking at my doom scrolling on my phone. And a woman came in with her husband. I guess it was her husband. Picked up their food. She leaves, comes back 5 minutes later, starts demanding her money back from the woman behind the counter because she didn't like the food. Thought it was overcooked.
Yeah,
woman gave her money back. And I just sat there like,
I don't have the courage for that.
I wanted to crawl into a hole. And I wasn't the one asking for my money back.
I was just in the presence of it.
And it was mega awkward.
We did that when we were up. It was the lacrosse crew. And we were up somewhere up north, can't remember where, Boston or something. And we were making a scene in the restaurant, apparently.
Okay. Yeah.
And people were bitter.
Okay.
So they were complaining.
Right.
And then we got it ruined everyone's time. And so we asked for our money back because they were so rude to us.
Did the management come over and say, like...
And they actually apologized to us and said, you guys were fine.
Right.
They were out of control. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a ridiculous request. And they didn't give us our money.
Oh, they did.
Really? We asked for it. We were kind of being like, well, they were, you know, they ruined our night.
Right.
How dare them?
Yeah.
Nope. Pay full freight.
I could be mistaken.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's probably the same Chinese place. About 6 months ago, you told a story where they either botched your order or you bought something and you wanted money back.
Completely different scenario. Not the same restaurant.
Okay, but didn't you want your money back?
There's a marked difference between storming in and demanding your money back when there are
other people there.
Yeah. I was the only person there, but I was there. Like, I had quiet rage about getting ripped off. I didn't go back into the establishment and make a scene. That's not my deal. My deal is to stew about it privately and then lash out when I'm on the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way I handle it.
Yeah.
I would never, even if I got the worst service ever at a restaurant, I'm not going to cause a massive scene and embarrass me, my family, the people that are with.
Right.
Just to get a few bucks back.
Because you're normal.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a normally
The message
adjusted
I send
person.
When I'm is your very
tip.
Unhappy.
You do a nubby tip.
Or a zero tip.
Oh, I've only done a move.
Hold on. I've done that once in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at a Mexican restaurant. And it was the worst service ever. The food was fine. But it was the worst. I couldn't believe how bad the service was.
Right.
And I left 0-0-0, and I put on the note, said, you are the worst server I've ever had.
All right, well, can you explain why they were so worse?
She was rude. She wouldn't come back to the table to check on us.
Right. Why was she rude? What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
You were a jerk to her.
I was when I wrote the tip on the tip line.
But yeah. Before that, you were.
No, it was fine. Yeah. It was a group of us. It was like, yeah. It was my kids were there. I mean, she was just the worst. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. And I should have gone up to the manager, like, but I didn't.
If you're not a.
I just wanted to send the message skills, on the tip line.
If you don't have people skills, being a waiter or a waitress is like the last
wrong
job
profession.
You should be doing.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to find something else.
I guarantee
maybe
you.
Maybe she was just having a bad day.
I guarantee you she's not a server anymore. Because I guarantee
not.
She's had probably multiple complaints.
I'm sure she has.
But that's the only time I've ever done that.
I like that you told her she's the worst server
on the
planet.
What do you do? How do you handle it when you say, hey, can I get some horseradish? You know, can you get a chance, can you get some?
Yeah.
And then
they basically forget. I mean, if they forget,
meanwhile, you're halfway done with your steak or whatever. Do you bring it up again?
I might go to somebody else and be like, hey, I need some mustard to dip my fries in because I'm a weirdo and I don't use ketchup.
Yeah.
And they don't bring it. I might do that. That might have happened before.
Mm-hmm.
But usually you ask somebody for something.
Look, if you forget, it's an honest mistake. But if you're just a B
right,
to everybody at the table,
sure.
You're still bitter.
Oh, I was so bitter.
When did this happen? Five, six years ago.
Oh, years ago. It was probably, and I told my wife, I said, I'm never going to that restaurant again.
Have you?
Nope. I've not been
back. Speaking with your wallet.
It was pre-COVID. It was probably 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Something like
that. I bought one of those rotisserie chickens at a local grocery store.
Right.
And I started eating it, and it was butt raw inside.
Oh, it's like pink.
I'll never buy one of those again from any establishment.
Yeah.
I'm wiping them all. You know when you go in there and you get $5.99 chicken in the bag or whatever, sitting there in the warmer?
And you say, pass the chicken,
that
kid.
Thing was cooked for about 20 seconds.
Yeah. That's not great. Because that's the best way to get like salmonella or E. coli.
Dude,
eat an undercooked chicken.
It was the grossest thing I've ever seen. I actually think they maybe were trying to kill me. Why would you do that?
Conspiracy.
Yeah. I will never, ever, ever get a bag
it's
of
hard
chicken
to trust,
like that.
It's hard to trust the rotisserie
any,
chicken.
I'm not just blaming any place.
I know what you mean.
Screw that.
No, it is. Bring it back to Costco. It is tempting to buy like a $5 rotisserie chicken at Costco.
Some grocery stores, they know people are so lazy, they'll have pre-picked rotisserie chicken in like a little tin.
Right.
Pre-what?
Like,
picked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've seen that before, and I look
Costco
at it, I'm like,
has those chicken salads.
I can't be that lazy. Yeah. I can't.
It's basically
chicken myself.
Jason
and then
doesn't
shred
pick his crabs. It's Teresa picks a crab for him.
That's true.
I don't ever pick crabs.
You wouldn't fit in well in Pasadena.
I wouldn't. Even when she picks like the crab meat for me, I'd just rather have the crab cake.
I'm kind of.
I like to envision Teresa going, here comes the airplane.
Yeah, right. Here you go, honey.
Yeah, no, here comes your PJ.
Yeah. Like
hilarious.
It. All right, don't forget, later in the show, we'll be joined by Mayor Muriel Bowser. She's presenting Daryl Green with a key to the city on Saturday at Franklin Park. She's scheduled to join us this morning at 9:45.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.